From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, first of all, I really enjoyed being on the air with you and Neil on Talk of the Nation a couple of weeks ago. And what did you think of your week there?
I had the best time. I mean, it was interesting. I was very nervous before I went on the air. I didn't know what it was going to be like. But the moment I sat in front of that microphone, it was like we were a double act. You know, we were thinking each other's thoughts and communicating. I guess that's something that 20-some-odd years of marriage will do. We just never practiced it in front of a microphone before. But it was great fun, great crew, and a nice challenge for me, a much different form. But you know, then as a result, I wasn't here last Sunday and actually missed the puzzle. So I didn't hear the clue last week. For our purposes now, repeat the challenge that you gave everyone to do.
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish. I said, name a six-letter animal, change the second letter to the next letter of the alphabet, read the result backward, and you'll name a major U.S. city. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the animal is the ocelot, O-C-E-L-O-T. Change the C to a D, and reverse, you get Toledo.
Oh, elegant. We had over 2,400 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our winner, who was randomly selected from the correct answers, is Stacy Merritt from Gainesville, Florida. Hi, Stacy.
Hi there.
What do you do there in Gainesville?
Actually, I work at the University of South Florida in Tampa doing research in Florida nursing homes on residents with serious mental illness.
My demanding job. Do you play puzzle a lot to kind of relax?
I don't do puzzles on my own time. I would say the only puzzle I do is with you all on Sundays. My husband and I play it together and try to beat each other to see who gets the answer first every Sunday.
You sound ready to play then.
I hope so.
All right, Will, meet Stacy. Let's play.
Hi, Stacy. I'm going to give you clues for 2 5-letter words. Switch the first and last letters of the first word to get the second, or vice versa. For example, if I said make a grand speech and the muse of poetry, you would say orate and erato. All right? Number one, traveled around and the capital of Delaware.
Dover.
Dover and?
Roved.
Excellent. Number two is men and the capital of Oregon.
Do you know the capital of Oregon?
Of course I know the capital of Oregon, but I can't think of it. Oh, my gosh.
I'll give you a hint. It's Salem, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't trust
Salem
myself.
Salem and Males.
Yeah.
Okay.
Salem and Males. Excellent. Cinnamon or pepper. And your second clue is grand stories.
Cinnamon or pepper, so a spice.
Yes.
Oh, epics.
Epics, there you go. Try this one. Old Mongolian rulers and part of the leg.
The shank?
Yes, the shank and cons. Excellent. 1960s tennis champion, and his first name was Rod. I'll give you a hint. And the second clue is become entangled.
Okay, so Rod Lever?
Laver, is it?
Laver to unravel.
Ravel, is it?
Ravel.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, try this one. Star in Orion. And your second clue is a hybrid feline.
Hybrid feline. I'm stumped, Leanne.
I can only find tiger as a 5-letter word.
Oh, okay. That's part of the hybrid. And what's the other large feline?
Lion.
Yes, and then you put those, if they were to have...
Liger?
A liger, yes.
And so the first clue was...
Star in Orion.
Oh, so it's got to be Regal because the...
Rigel, yeah. It's
Rigel.
Rigel.
Hey,
good.
These aren't as easy as we thought they were going to be.
Try this one. One of the planets and a popular 19th century writer.
R-T-H.
There's Earth.
That's it.
It's Earth?
Uh-huh.
There's 19th century writer.
First name is Brett.
It has to be Hart.
That's it. Brett Hart is right. Try this one. Something a batter... doesn't want to be in. And your second clue is fruit used in puddings.
Fruit used in puddings.
We'll try that first one. What is a batter is having trouble? He would be in a...
Oh, a slump.
He'd be in a slump is right.
Okay.
And switch the first and last letters you get?
Plums.
Plums is right. And here's your last one. Violinist's powder. And your second clue is formal refusal.
Rosin?
Rosin is right.
Rosin, okay. Say the second part of the clue, please.
A formal refusal.
No, sir.
No, sir is right.
No, sir.
Playing on the air is completely different than playing at home.
That's what they tell me. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you can really enjoy that. You and your husband can do puzzles to your heart's content.
Absolutely.
Tell us the member station you listen to.
I listen primarily to WJCT, and I also listen to WRUF, which is in my hometown, Gainesville.
Okay. Well, Stacy Merritt from Gainesville, Florida, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us this week.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Now, Will, a challenge for everyone to work on next week.
Well, this week's challenge is an extension of my on-air puzzle. Name an animal in five letters, switch the first and last letters, and you'll name a well-known company. As a hint, I'll tell you the company is over 100 years old and has hundreds of stores around the U.S. and Canada. So again, an animal in five letters, switch the first and last letters, and you'll name a well-known company. What company is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.